My name is Damon Cardasis. I'm the writer and director of Saturday Church, which is a feature film that's playing at Frameline. And it's a story of a young boy growing up in the Bronx who's struggling with gender identity, who starts using fantasy to escape his reality. And then fantasies manifest themselves musically. So it has a musical element to that.
As they should.
Yes, that's what I think, right? I mean, I think art's needed more than ever to sort of fight back against the wave of Trump and his cronies. I mean, you see it sort of in all aspects. I mean, most recently, I would say the public theater, what's going on with the public theater and the protests that are happening against that, and then blaming the shooting of the congressman on the public theater's production, which is just unbelievably absurd and ridiculous. But I think art's always been that form that's been able to connect people and also help further ideas and progressiveness. I mean, I always think of The Birdcage as a great example.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
As an incredible movie that is hilarious. But I feel like what that movie did for gay rights, and it wasn't preachy and it wasn't beating you over the head, but it gets into your mind, and once people start looking at each other as human beings and not as the other or different, I think people become more open-minded. I think that's what's amazing about storytelling and what's amazing about art is connecting people through emotion other than sort of their exterior. I think you need art to inspire people and to bring hope and to keep on fighting the good fight, especially, you know, in the LGBTQ community with everything that's sort of going on. And there's been major advancements, but there's still so much more to accomplish. And I think art's sort of the best way to go about that.
Yeah, I think the worst thing we can do is get complacent and think, oh, we've got the momentum now and everything will be okay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely not. I mean, history sadly has a way of repeating itself as we're seeing. But it's very important for people to stay awake and not think, oh, this can't happen to us or it would never happen in 2017. It's because it's very scary. I mean, I know a lot of people thought Trump was sort of a joke. I thought he was sort of a joke for a while, too. But I had other friends who were like, this is not something to laugh about. Like, this is what happened in Nazi Germany, and it can happen here.
Thank you. I've been saying we're living in Weimar for months now.
It's
and
crazy.
People go, no, we're not. It's like, we're
no,
better than
No, but
that.
If you look at how the rise of Nazi Germany happened, it didn't happen overnight with just Hitler saying, let's kill all the Jews. You know, it was sort of like the slow boiling of a frog, or what's that saying? You know, it happens very, very gradually, and the things start becoming normal, and then something that was once extreme becomes normalized, and then you kick it up a notch, and that it seems weird, and then that becomes normalized, and before you know it, things are out of control. And you're living in a fascist society.
Exactly. Hitler was voted into office. We
totally voted into office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I leave that as the cautionary tale and the cautionary
frightening.
Word.
It's really frightening. So yes, I think art is needed more than ever. I think in some ways it's the great thing is you see an instant backlash within the artistic community the second something like this happens. And great art sometimes comes from conflict.